example that I'm going to skip really goes through portfolio hedging implications. And let me just mention that the way most insurance companies, and actually probably most banks, actually hedge is really doing portfolio hedging. They really don't look at so much individual securities as they do trying to do some hedges in aggregate to make sure their assets and liabilities match up. That under 133 is going to be basically not feasible to do anymore. Basically, hedges that are put on are going to have to be assigned to specific assets or specific liabilities, and or groups of very similar assets and very similar liabilities. So the ability to really hedge in aggregate and do portfolio hedging is under 133 going to really go away. We go through here an example of how a portfolio hedge may have been used and how the accounting would work for that if that same portfolio hedge were held and under 133, what the earnings impact would be, because there's going to be some ineffectiveness as you take these portfolio hedges and then assign them to individual securities that have to be fairly similar. So that's going to mean implications for insurance companies and for banks that are basically hedging on a portfolio approach. They're going to have to go back and take all their hedges and assign them to various securities, and to the extent they have ineffectiveness, they're going to have to report that. What that's going to mean is a lot of companies are going to go and try to understand that and probably try to rebalance and re-hedge in some different fashion before 133 is implemented. Let me probably